we were living in the other house. Good day to everyone that is listening, and we thank you all the ships at sea, planes in the air, vehicles on the ground. We appreciate you tuning in to us wherever you may find us. We are from enlightenedradio.org. This is the original dusty-footed philosopher, Mr. John Case, who runs everything. And this is the comedy and sports attack, or sports and comedy attack. We really don't give a shit. We haven't even coined that phrase yet. We don't know. So I'm going to talk mostly about sports. I may throw in a little bit of comedy, but my name's Mike Cucarini. Hi, everybody. And it is a somber day. It is 9/11, and we have given a shout out to all the folks, the souls that we have lost that were completely unnecessary. And I will go back to the argument that Dave Letterman had with Les Moonves back then about how Les did not want him to go back on the air. And basically, Letterman said, you know what, Les, go fuck yourself. And so he went on the air, and in tears, through tears, he said, in 100 years, is any of this going to make any goddamn sense to anybody? We'll be right back. And that's what he said, you know. And then I was like, I was watching the show, just I was like a faucet coming out my eyeballs. I was really,
oh sure,
you know, yeah. It was tough, man. It was just a tough thing for all of us to go through. There was a little bit more unification. I think it has, in some ways, based on what's happened since, there's been even further division. Folks I know to this day think it's an inside job, and I'm just like, that is such bullshit, you know. I'm sorry, it's just not what there's, yeah. Here's the thing, man. I don't want to get too heavy on this because I want to talk about sports. I want to talk about the fact that the NFL, the National Football League, started this past Thursday. And the American Conference, the Kansas City Chiefs, who have been the vaunted favorite to win every year and everything. The last couple of years, they've been in the AFC Championship game, I think 3, maybe 4 years in a row. They've been to 3 Super Bowls, won 2 of them. I think the coach, Andy Reid, and the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, graduated with master's degrees from the school of fuck around and find out, because the Detroit Lions weren't having it. They showed up and showed out, and they said, you know what? We're sick and tired of losing, so we're going to beat your ass. So that's what they did. I mean, it wasn't an ass whipping. Patrick almost brought him back. He had that Patrick Mahomes magic. He had a few, you know, they gave him the ball with a couple of minutes left, and they turned it over. So, all right, let's move ahead. They did lose. Doesn't mean they're a shitty team. They're still going to be good, but the Detroit Lions are here. I mean, they're here to be reckoned with. NFC, don't start celebrating the San Francisco 49ers being the greatest team ever. Now, what I will say about the San Francisco 49ers going into Pittsburgh, an absolutely manhandling the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, beating their ass in every phase of the game, blocking, tackling, rushing, passing, special teams, kicking. It was just everything worked. Nice. Everything that the Niners did worked. But I want to say something, because it's going to lead to something else in a second. Let's keep in mind who the San Francisco 49ers have as their starting quarterback. This young man's name is Brock Purdy. He was a year ago, he was the last man drafted. He was the last person in the draft picked. And they got both of their starting quarterbacks hurt. And guess who went in and took them to the playoffs and basically was undefeated until he got injured and couldn't play in the playoffs? Brock Purdy. And they had a guy who they wanted to pay a whole lot of money to, who they picked. That was their number one pick from 2 years prior to last year. I think his name is Trey Lance. They traded him. They traded him to the Dallas Cowboys because they were like, we don't need you. And they traded Jimmy Garoppolo, who had a great game for the Las Vegas Raiders. So my point is, if you're a Chicago Bears fan, you know where this is going, John. Don't get ahead of me. If you root for the Chicago Bears and you saw what I saw, the Green Bay Packers still own you. Aaron Rodgers isn't there, but you know what? The other guy is. Jordan Love did a tap dance on you guys. Jordan Love has been watching and training with Aaron Rodgers for 3 years. Aaron Rodgers is in a Jets uniform now. He plays tonight. But I will tell you, Jordan Love played one hell of a football game. And that wasn't it. It wasn't just Jordan Love. It was the Green Bay Packers defense that stopped the Chicago Bears and beat their ass into the ground. And the thing that was a little concerning, Justin Fields, the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears, had three or four turnovers. So in a way, that is really bad news for the Bears. They got their ass handed to them. They're going to have to go back and figure something else out. And I don't want to say this because I'm hoping it kind of happens, but let's keep in mind who their backup quarterback is. The Chicago Bears, I don't know if you're familiar with this name, John. We have mentioned it on the air every once in a while. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with it. His name is Tyson Badgett, and he comes from Shepherd University Rams, and he holds other records. Actually, you know, that could be a very good place for him because I don't know how long they're going to tolerate Mr. Fields, you know, being on the field and screwing up. So there's that. Now, I was proud for the first time to root for a Washington football team. They don't look like they're going to be gangbusters, but they look like they're going to be a pretty solid team. They're going to be okay. I think some of the things they did was just kind of a classic, like getting to know the offensive coordinator more. Sam Howell, their quarterback, played very well. He made some horrific mistakes, but he also made some just phenomenal plays. He played quite well. The defense did their thing. And then they beat the Arizona Cardinals here at home in Maryland, where the stadium is presently residing. They won, and that's a good thing. It's probably a good thing. Now, I say all that to say no one knows. We see teams get a hot start. What I will say, what I saw, there's two teams that I think right now are the most complete football teams overall. You know, that's offense, defense, kicking game, receiving game, but all those guys, every aspect of it, they don't fumble, they don't get a lot of penalties. And that would be the San Francisco 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys. Because basically, it hurts me to say that. I'm the furthest thing from a Dallas Cowboys fan, but you got to give them their due, man. They came in to Giants Stadium last night and just whooped the shit out of the New York Giants. The Giants didn't know what to do. They didn't know what hit them, man. Their defense was just pummeling everybody. And this guy, Micah Parsons, that plays defensive linebacker, is just – he's a freak. He's one of the best athletes I think I've ever seen on a football field. He's kind of like what Sean was to the old Washington football team, the guy that unfortunately got killed in a home invasion. He's kind of like that good, but he's also better because he's taller, stronger, and faster. And he's just a beast, man. He's just a beast. He's hard to block. He's hard to account for. You have to account for him. I'm kind of all over the place. I do want to say one other thing. I realize for all the Kansas City Chiefs fans out there, before you give me a bunch of shit, I realize that Kansas City went into that game and they didn't have their star tight end. Damn it, his brother, they played against each other in the Super Bowl last year. His brother plays center for the Eagles. Now you see him on all kinds of commercials. And I mean, his name just went right out of my head. I apologize. But he was injured, and they still have not signed Chris Jones. And Chris Jones is their best defender. He's like, it would be like the Cowboys not signing Micah Parsons, the guy I just described. It's not a good move. It's not a good look. You know, he's holding out. He has one more year he has to play on his rookie contract, but he wants a raise. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him. I think I had mentioned to you that the guy Joey Bosa, who plays for the 49ers, got his big raise. And he's in the last – he was in the last year of his contract. Now he's just going to be a – he's going to be a 49er for the next 6 years. And, you know, that's kind of what – Jones wants some stability. I mean, you're looking at – initially he wanted, I think, $28 million a year, and they were willing to give him 26. And that wasn't enough. So now he's asking for 30. So I don't know how that's going to end. I have no idea. I will say that the – let's switch the subject here a little bit. We're going to turn over to baseball. The Nats have had a tough time. Lost a couple of series. They went to Toronto and got like the ultimate beatdown. Toronto is just a really good hitting team.
What is the ultimate beatdown?
Well, they lost all three games. They lost the series. They came out of it with a big goose egg. And then they lost another series, and then they lost another series, and it's, to a certain extent, it's understandable. And the thing is I'm always going to be a Nationals fan, so I'm trying to look at some of the positive stuff, and I can see the positive. My wife always makes me look at the positive, and she's right about this, especially in this case. We have a lot of young guys, and one of the things we have to keep in mind is some of these pitchers who are pitching now aren't used to pitching this long into any season, let alone a Major League Baseball season. Do you know what I'm saying? Some of them were, their seasons were over with already by the time you got to this point, because they were in the minor leagues. They played the minor leagues, so they didn't have to play as many games. So some of them got some fatigue. The bullpen's got some fatigue. One of the younger pitchers, I think, just got to, I think he's gone for the year, because they want to shut him down. It's only like three, four weeks left. And the Nats are, they're in Pittsburgh, and they got a four-game series with the Pirates. And then I think I'm not sure where else they go. Let me take a look just so I'm accurate on this, John. I don't want to screw this up. I want to make sure we know their schedule. They're in Pittsburgh, and we've got, let's see, this is the rest of the season. So we'll just take a look at that. It's not much to talk about. It's Pittsburgh for four games, and then they go to Milwaukee, play the Brewers for three. Then they come home, and they got three with the White Sox, and they got three with the Braves. No, four with the Braves. Then they go to Baltimore. I wouldn't want to play the Orioles right now. They're just kicking everyone's ass. They play the Orioles for two games, and then they're on the road to Atlanta, and that's the end of the season. That's it. So, maybe. Tough schedule, tough break this year. Hopefully the learners can find a partner that's got really deep pockets. we can get some free agents in here that are monsters that can come in and help the team out. You always got to worry about the chemistry, though. That doesn't always work. Just look at the San Diego Padres. You know, they spent almost the most money in Major League Baseball that's ever been spent in two seasons, and they still have a shitty team.
Is that because they have a bad manager, or
I don't know. I can't say that. No. It's just a happenstance. One guy gets injured. You know, Manny Machado's out there playing third. He's like an all-world third baseman. You can't argue with that. You know, they got Juan Soto, and Juan Soto is not hitting like Juan Soto normally hits. He's kind of gone up and down. You're going to get that from a younger player. There's going to be a little inconsistency. They've had some trouble with their pitching. They're a really, really solid baseball team with all their parts. The problem is they haven't had all their parts. Yeah, and I would look out for the Texas Rangers this year. They're a really good baseball team. They're starting to really play well. Now, they've had a couple of dips here recently, so I don't know. I'm thinking they're going to make the playoffs. I don't know. Again, not a big fan of anything from Texas. That's just me. Sorry, David. It was great hooking up with you. I know we haven't spoken in 35 years. I know you're living in the great state of Texas, dude. But listen, man, not a fan. Okay, just love you, buddy. I'm happy for you. You and your young family, and you're doing great. And everybody's got their thumbs up for you, pal. But don't like your state you're living in, dude. That's all. Just don't like it.
Can I offer, a little bit of a peace pipe here on this?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Because I just want to say that if you and I had the will or the ability, I would love to take you on a drive from Galveston all the way to El Paso. And by the time we got to El Paso, there is a ring of Mexican restaurants on the U.S. side that have the coldest beer north of
green chili. The best green chili.
Yes. Okay. Just completely native, Tex-Mex, Mex.
So good.
Anyway, and we would feel like we had reached an oasis of crossing a horrendous desert.
Oh, I've been there, man. I know. I've driven it, dude. I know all about it.
Ranges where the cows have to move at about 5 or 6 miles an hour just to get enough to eat.
Just dropping down onto 10, trying to drop down south onto 10 is like an adventure. This is crazy. It's anyway. Nuts. And you can go if you're in between. There's really no, they're kind of like Michigan in some ways, because they're like no posted speed limit for the next 114 miles. Okay.
Used to be
sounds like a challenge to me.
Used to be that way on I-70 in Kansas. It had no speed limit.
Oh, yeah. You told me that. Yeah.
But they probably changed it. I mean, eventually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 There were too many people getting killed.
You know.
I love it when they come out with a story and they go, something's happened on I-70 in Kansas. There's a 4-car pileup and we think everyone's dead. Not sure how that happened. Well, maybe speed had a little bit to do with it.
Well, you can't say that. The problem in Kansas was that it was an interstate, but somebody had decided to have a couple of railroad crossings go right across it. Okay. And this is back in the late 60s.
Quick, you can outrun that train. I've seen you do it 1,000 times. Go!
Down the thing at 100 miles an hour, and there'd be, I mean, you
got it, John. Got it. I like to say that congratulations again to the Washington Mystics, who have made the playoffs. Unfortunately, they have to play the New York Liberty, who's the number 2 team in the WNBA. So in a 3-game series, two of the games which will be taking place in New York. If they are able to win that series, then they can advance. It's going to be tough, but they do have some pieces coming back together on their team. So that should be interesting to see how the girls do. Let them know. And hockey is right around the corner. I think hockey's about 2 weeks away. Again, I've said this before and I'll say it again, that Ovechkin, Wilson, and Backstrom are all healthy for the first time in 3 years going into this season. They're all going to start on a healthy. And I think TJ Oshie is really good to go. So exciting to see. I think we still have Evgeny. I don't think we traded him. Kuznetsov. Maybe we did. I don't know. There was a lot of trades going on at the end of last year. I have to take a look. I'm not up on my cap stuff the way I should be. And I would look forward to the next 2 years in Washington baseball. I don't think they're going to get it done next year, but I think they'll be even better. I don't think they're going to get to be a powerhouse. I think maybe you might be 1 to 3 years away from that, but boy, do they have a lot of young talent. Whew, man, even down in the minors right now, James Wood, Dylan Cruz, these kids are just, they're just tearing it up, man. They're tearing it up. And it's good to see. And they have some pitching prospects too. So that's a good thing. And Maybe we'll start off with a much better bullpen and some better starters. I don't know what the hell they're going to do with Patrick Corbin. You know, he's got one more year left on his monstrous contract where they have to pay him $35 million. So, excuse me, he certainly doesn't have the numbers of a pitcher that's getting paid $35 million. He needs to really step it up. It's either he steps it up or they, you know, I don't know what happens if you DFA a guy and just say, hey, you're just, you know, do we still, I mean, how much of that is guaranteed? Can we look to trade him in the offseason? So on and so forth. I'm not quite sure.
What does DFA mean?
It's basically designated for assignment.
Oh, okay.
It means reduction in force, John. Hey, John. Here's the conversation, John. Here's how it breaks down. Okay, you ready? Hey, John, why don't you come on in and shut the door?
All right.
You know, conversation with your boss like that's always going to be shit. Hey, yeah. John, come on in and shut the door. So, how long you been here, John? Man, that is great. Really? 26 productive years. Got a family and kids and everything. Still got that mortgage going. And listen, I hate to do this because if it was up to me, I wouldn't do it. But I'm going to have to let you go.
Of course, yeah. By the way, you know, I noticed that you didn't have a metal detector when I'm coming in. And did you know that I'm armed with a pistol?
Ouch.
Any thought to reconsidering your decision?
Well, that's something you can play around with. Something. Like, if somebody comes to your door in the afternoon and knocks on your door, just say this. I'm here. I'm always here since I lost my job at the post office. I'll be right back. I got to get something. You think that person's going to continue? No, he'll do it. You'll just hear wheels peeling out, man.
If it's a Jehovah's Witness, maybe not, you know.
I don't know. Yeah, that kumbaya shit's deep, isn't it?
Well, I love that trick of having their little kids come up and knock on your door and try to hand you a magazine. While they hang back, you know.
Oh, they're around like the corner where the tree, they're just hanging out by the tree.
How can you refuse the little children? Right?
I mean, have you no heart, sir? No heart. Look how adorable the kid is. And he's got Highlights magazine. What's not to love about Highlights? You're a horrible person.
I keep thinking that somebody's, you know, sitting there in a Charles Dickens novel, an Oliver Twist or something like that, where, you know, these children are hostage to some, you know,
you call that mole? Get out.
Anyway.
What about them? They don't need the legs, do they? They look tasty.
Well,
meat's back on the menu, boys.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm quoting the Hobbit.
You know, we're going to have to, I was going to investigate in opening a concession at Nationals Park called, our old Moose Turd Cafe. But then I anticipated a legal problem, you know. In other words, anybody that comes up and I'm just selling hot dogs, okay? But, Moose Turd Cafe and whatever. And so anybody that comes up and buys, you know, a Moose Turd dog, a Moose Dog Turd, whatever. Anyway,
You know, look, folks out there that are listening,
I have a grounds for a lawsuit based on the fact that it was a hot dog and not actually a moose turd. If you're advertising the Moose Turd Cafe, I don't know.
You're listening to John Case right now. See, John has a dream. And I think it's up to all of us to support that dream, because little John can't dream without your help. This is so, this moose turd thing's going to take off. Don't you get it? We're going to franchise it. You don't understand. See, the moose turds in John's house are also in your house. Those moose turds are in Larry Bish's house.
You promised a moose turd and you gave me a freaking hot dog.
Yeah, I know. We know. Yeah. I mean, we actually have to pass our health inspection. So, yeah.
Of course, imagine if you were at the Nationals Park and we're actually serving, you know, moose turds and little hot dog buns.
Then
you would be contributing to riot in the stands. Okay. Right. People started to use their moose turd dogs as actual weapons, you know,
and projectile.
Yes.
I have a feeling that Mets fans would be in a lot of trouble. I'm glad we're taking this show seriously. I am.
I get partisan at these
days. Well, we're almost done, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, it's, we've been going about 40 minutes.
I think we're good. I think we can thank you to everyone. I would say this, enjoy the football season, but be careful out there. You know, football's a, I'm fine. I played it for 12 years. Nothing wrong with me. Nothing wrong with me. I'm good.
Yeah.
But just be careful.
The picture of health. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Me, the picture of health. Sure. That's what I say to myself every day. When I can barely work out, I tell myself just one more rep.
What about your basement gym?
Oh, I worked out today. Yeah, man.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I got my basement gym all set up, ready to go, baby.
All right, man.
I want to say thank you to enlightenradio.org. I want to thank you, John Case, the original Dusty Footed Philosopher. And with you guys, we couldn't do this if you didn't tune in a little bit. We're going to try to line up some comedy interviews coming up. There's going to be some surprises that I think you guys will be happy about. Some phone calls are out there right now and waiting for people to respond, and it should be interesting. Okay, buddy?
All right, man. Thank you very much. Everybody, www.enlightenradio.org, and you can access us here on Mondays around noon. We're going to be doing the sports and the comedy attack. So take care of each other. It's late, but everything comes next.